Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Charged criminally for having a worship service on Palm Sunday with only 16 people. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So what country are we talking about here, Matt?
You would think that it's some foreign country where you have a sensitivity, highly sensitive issues in terms of persecution against Christians. But no, it's not.
Criminally charged for having church?
Foreign.
Yeah, I think so.
It's the Commonwealth of Virginia, of all states,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is the place of Thomas Jefferson. This is Patrick Henry's home.
A rich history
George
comes
Washington,
from Virginia.
James Madison.
Many of whom were strong believers in the Lord.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's unbelievable, the history of Virginia, to have this happen in Virginia. But this is the Commonwealth of Virginia, and this is under a very tyrannical governor who is radically pro-abortion, Governor Ralph Northam. Now, Governor Northam, he's the one who, earlier this year, made this statement about abortion. He wanted to have Virginia go down the path of allowing children who are born alive to be left to die. And he said that when a baby is born that was intended for abortion, but the baby lives, if he was the physician, and by the way,
he is a physician, which is ironic.
That as his pedigree.
Yeah.
He would have a conversation with the mother. Well, I don't know what conversation you would have.
I know.
And it's a conversation of up or down with the thumb. Let the baby live or let the baby die on its own, struggling for air, which would happen to any baby, no matter whether it was intended for an abortion or not. If they don't have some care, they're going to not make it. So that's this governor. And it's also, listen to the sequence of this, because it's unbelievable. Palm Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the day that is celebrated around the world of the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem on those last days moving toward ultimately the crucifixion and the resurrection. Palm Sunday. We've been to Israel. Holly, you and I have been there. We've walked down what's called Palm Sunday Road, down the side of the Mount of Olives. This is where Jesus enters and where he is hailed by all the masses as the king. They're asking for deliverance. And this is Palm Sunday. But the governor says abortion clinics are essential. You can kill your children, jam the abortion centers. You can jam the liquor stores, all the other places. No problem, but only 10 people in church. So this church does not have internet because it is in Chincoteague Island, Virginia. And that is in a very remote place as it relates to internet access.
Right.
It's on the coast of Virginia. The internet service is not strong. So this church does not have internet broadcasting capability from the church.
Plus, many of the people that attend wouldn't have internet either.
And the reason for that is, obviously, the bad service.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they do have internet, they couldn't transmit a video,
right,
which you're going to have more bandwidth, higher speed. But some of those have come from backgrounds where this church has been very influential in their change of direction. These are individuals, some of them, who have been involved in substance abuse. Some of those people have actually gotten involved with criminal activity because of their substance abuse, and they've been redeemed from that. But
right,
that's their background. And some of them have been, unfortunately, involved in prostitution. And so this particular ministry is to a wide variety of people that has actually transformed these people's lives.
All right. In fact, Pastor Kevin keeps a trash can at the front of the church so people can go and throw away their sin, so to speak, if they're into drugs or cigarettes or whatever they want to get rid of and be free of. They can throw it away right there. But this church, I mean, they take some of these people to appointments. They help them with food, bills. They have blanket ministry. I mean, they're truly a lighthouse in this community.
Yeah, if they have medical treatments and these people don't have transportation, the church family transports them.
Right.
So these people, some of them, for example, in the substance abuse situation, you know, outside of this church, and certainly it's true everywhere, people that have been involved in substance abuse and they're recovering from that, and maybe they're dry, if it's alcohol, whatever it may be, or they're off the drugs. But with the COVID lockdowns, there has been a dramatic increase in relapses where people go back. They fall off the wagon is the term for, you know, going back to drinking from somebody who's an alcoholic. They've fallen backwards because they have lost their support system around the country. And it doesn't satisfy it by going virtual, and many of these can't go virtual anyway, but they've lost their support system, so they actually revert. Plus, there's anxiety and there's loss of jobs for some. So this church is ministering to those kinds of people, plus others.
Right. They're like a family. I mean, they meet together, they do other activities, have meals or whatever. It's not just come to church and have a service and then don't see you again for a week. It's a family.
So listen to this sequence. Palm Sunday, the pastor is there. With him in the count, there's a total of 16 people, and that's counting the pastor and any other pastoral staff.
And the building seats, I think it's rated for 293.
Right.
So there's plenty of room.
So you got 16 people, including the pastor up on the podium, and they're very well spaced out. Palm Sunday, 16 people, but oh my, it's six people over the governor's magic number of 10. You can only have 10, no matter what the size of the sanctuary is. You got a 1,000-seat sanctuary, 5,000-seat sanctuary, doesn't matter, 100-seat sanctuary, 10 people. That's all you can have. So they have 16 people. And two police officers come to the church. They watch. They wait till the service is over. And then they criminally charge Pastor Kevin Wilson in front of his parishioners. And then they tell everybody, if any of you come back next week for Sunday
on Easter
service, we'll criminally charge every single one of you. And so they're afraid to come back, so they have no alternative Easter service, nothing. They don't have online options. They don't have anything. They lose their support system. So that's Palm Sunday. Now, let's move forward with the next two major Christian days of the year. Good Friday, the day that our Lord Jesus was crucified brutally and suffered for our sins. Good Friday. What does this governor do, Northam, on Good Friday? He signs into law two very radical abortion bills. And in part, what they do is they say doctors no longer have to be the ones performing abortions. You can have a nurse do it. You can have a physician assistant do it. That's number one. Number two, no more health and safety regulations that are similar to what's in outpatient clinics. So you can have people that no longer are doctors in places that have no health regulations performing abortions. And by the way, well, they want to do this too, no more informed consent. So no more ultrasound, no more other informed consent. So let's just abort the children, brutally destroy them, let the person, the mother, not know anything about it, do it in an unsafe environment by people who are unskilled. And he does that on Good Friday. This is the day that our Lord was brutally crucified and he suffered for our sins. And this is the day Governor Northam specifically chose to ultimately sign into law bills that will brutally destroy and kill the life of these innocent children made in the image of God.
Yet he is a doctor who took an oath to save lives.
And so on Easter, he's threatening again, don't you dare come to church. So this church has no Easter service. They have no time to come together and worship, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which ultimately gave them freedom from their substance abuse, from their prostitution, from their mental conditions that they've suffered, from whatever it is, from all of their sins, can't come together to worship. And to really punctuate it, He sends out police cars, and they have marked cars that will park in the parking lot. And during the week, they'll also circle the property just to make sure that people get the message, don't you dare come back to this place to worship. I mean, this is the outrageous thing that's happening in America. And that's why we are so blessed and privileged to represent Pastor Kevin Wilson and Lighthouse Fellowship Church in Chincoteague Island, Virginia. Pray for the pastor, for the community, for the church. Pray for our legal team, all of our team that's working on this around the clock oftentimes, even sometimes on the weekends, oftentimes, frankly, on the weekends, late into the evening, into the next morning. Pray for Liberty Counsel. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, sign up for our emails and newsletters right there on the subscribe button of the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.